Well, we're going to start and then.
Sharon, are you back? Thank you. Okay, we're working. Sharon, call the order, please. Roll call.
Trustee Wheeler Coleman. He's here. Trustee Anthony Iosco.
Here.
Trustee Robert Marshall.
Here.
Trustee Mark Strauss.
Here.
Student trustee Elliot Eccles. He is here. Chair John Butler. He also is here. And trustee Muir.
Here.
Chair Boy.
Thank you. Mr. Blakemore, notification?
Notification has been done consistent with the Open Meetings Act, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the committee agenda as proposed?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. I'd like to review the approval of the minutes of November 7th on the 2013 on the Cal Committee meeting. May I have a motion? Second? Discussion? All in favor? Approved. Thank you. Let's see. I'd like to welcome the UN representatives this morning. Mr. Rosenbaum. Dr. Rosenbaum, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, you moved your position. Well, go ahead and get your lunch. That's important. Thank you, Alan. Ms. Deborah Hellister, are you there? Deborah?
She's out.
You're having lunch too. Okay, thank you. Let me join you. Don't go away. Let's move on. As a reminder, this committee covers four functional areas: compliance, ethics, audit, risk management, and legal affairs. And in order to provide sufficient opportunity to cover each of these functional areas, it's my intention to highlight one area for discussion and to rotate the discussion for each meeting. I'm hopeful that we will be able to provide an opportunity to discuss the other functional areas as needed or requested by any of the committee members. The focus of this meeting will be an annual report on the findings and recommendations that we receive from the external auditors, McClatchy LLC, concerning the audit of the university's 2013 financial statements. This is a point on our agenda regarding public comments. Mr. Blakemore, have you received any?
We have not received any requests, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. And now we get into the university report. And Nancy, will you take over?
I will.
And let me introduce Nancy Suttonfield, our interim CFO, who will give a summary of the report. Nancy has been serving as our interim CFO since November 20 years ago as the CFO at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And the Case Western Reserve University in Ohio and the Wake Forest University also in North Carolina. Early in her career, she worked with Virginia's public universities and teaching hospitals, serving as a budget manager for the executive branch, as well as later serving as a director of planning and budget and then a CFO at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. At NIU, she currently oversees budget and financial planning, controller's office, accounting, grants, physical administration, institutional research, and treasury operations. Nancy, you have a lot of grounds that you're covering.
My report will be very brief.
Well,
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome.
We received the audit of our annual financial statements for fiscal year 2013 that was completed by McClatchy back in December, with copies provided to the Illinois Auditor General. The audit was conducted according to governmental accounting standards that apply to all public universities and other public entities. And that set of standards require that the auditors obtain reasonable assurance that the statements are free from material misstatement. Based upon the audit that McClatchy completed, they expressed an unqualified opinion on the university's financial statements. However, I would like to note the discovery of a misstatement that was corrected in the course of the audit of the 2013 audit. It involved incorrect calculations of interest that were recorded in previous years on a cash basis, which should have been calculated on the basis of accrual accounting and adjusted for timing, and this related to interest payments on a capital lease. The adjustments that were made according to GASB standards, and the amount of adjustment represented $4.2 million, representing the correction of the 2011, 2012, and 2013 misstatements as required by GASB. So instead of using a cash basis of accounting for interest, we should have been following an accrual basis of accounting. So the correction has been made and will be correctly recorded in future financial statements. Okay. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Trustees, questions for Nancy? I don't think we need any motion on your presentation. So, no, that's
we
it.
Do
we do not. Right. And that you have no further
items.
Okay.
Today.
Thank you. This concludes our report for this session. And the next meeting date we'll provide that after the 2014 regular board meeting schedule. We'll set that next meeting date out. Together. Yeah, okay. All right. After all the whispering, we are going to now end the meeting. And
go to executive session.
Yes, and now we're going to go into executive session. And do we have anything else we want to add? Is there a second? Okay. Everybody understand what we're voting on now. Good. Thank you. You're not? We're voting on a German. All right. We're voting on a German. I'm going to call the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.